here's a story from The World.
Edvard Munch's The Scream. It is one of the most recognizable paintings of our time. It's been discussed, studied, and gawked at for more than a century, especially during this pandemic. And even after all this time and all this talk, new details are being revealed. Here's The World's Bianca Hillier.
Even if you've seen The Scream in a museum, you probably haven't gotten close enough to see the sentence that's scrawled in the painting's top left-hand corner. Written in Norwegian, it translates to, "can only have been painted by a madman."
The inscription is very hard to read. The letters are quite tiny, and you have to know it's there to find it.
Maibritt Gulling is an Edvard Munch specialist and the curator of the National Museum of Art in Norway. She says people have known these words were on the painting for more than 100 years, but there's been debate over who wrote the inscription.
Some researchers have assumed it was by Munch himself, but it has been acknowledged as a general truth that it was not by Munch himself, but by a tactless visitor to the exhibition where it was on display.
Most people think a museum goer graffitied the famous painting back in the late 1800s. Gulling says nobody really bothered to look into the mystery more carefully, until the National Museum decided that the answer was an important part of history. They took infrared scans of the painting and started analyzing the handwriting.
Going through letters and notes known from Munch's archive, we can letter by letter and word by word compare, and it's obviously his own hand.
Gulling and her team say that's proof the late artist wrote this inscription himself. Experts also believe they now know when Munch added the note. They think it was written a few years after the painting was finished, following an exhibition in Oslo.
The critics were really harsh. They said that this showed that he was mentally ill. He was abnormal. He was degenerated. I think this was a direct reaction to this situation where he was being accused of being mad.
This baseless accusation hit home for Munch, as there was a history of mental illness in his family. Writing that The Scream could only have been painted by a madman was a way for the artist to regain control of the narrative.
It shows how experimental Munch was and how little regard he paid to the rules of what an artwork should look like and how he should behave towards his art.
In time, Gulling says knowing who authored this message will reveal more about Munch himself. The Scream has long been described as a portrait of the human soul, and it will be on display again next spring at the National Museum of Art in Oslo. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.
From PRX.